Well, congratulations, Apple. A battery is born. Apple's first iPhone battery, external battery. What do you guys think?
I like it.
Jim likes it.
I like it.
Why do you like it, Jimmy?
You know, I have really good luck with iPhone battery. I don't usually find myself in a situation where I'm out of battery, but there are those times when, you know, when I like when I go to NAMM, the music show in L.A. every January, you know, you go all day, you're working all day, and then, you know, usually at night you can plug in your phone. As long as it lasts the daytime, you're good. But there, you know, then it's time for dinner and, you know, going out afterwards and meeting all kinds of people in your phone. It will run out regardless of how good your battery is. So having something like this, I mean, and huge hours on it too.
Yeah.
Huge hours. So yeah, that's pretty good. I wish they had one for the Plus though. But that's, you know.
Plus doesn't really need it. I think, you know, I mean.
Well, I wouldn't mind having it anyway.
Yeah. Is time.
Yeah, I feel like some people are saying, why doesn't Apple just add extra battery to the iPhone? And I think they did. It's the iPhone 6 Plus.
Right.
You know, if you want it internal, you get the iPhone 6 Plus. If you want it external, like you don't want it all the time, but you want it there for the conferences, the shows, and you need it, you get this. I saw a lot of people on Twitter making fun of the Humpty Hump. And I can't stop saying Humpty Hump because it sounds great. But like almost like the Luke on Yoda's back. But if you look at the traditional cases, like if you look at the Mophies and things like that, everything is a compromise and everything is a decision. And I feel like Apple looked at those and said, well, they're two pieces and we kind of want one piece and they kind of interfere with cellular and we don't want to do that. And if we just make it a naked battery with a little bit of silicon over it, then what we can do is make a hinge in it so you can easily put it on and take it off without breaking it into two parts, and we can also leave the antenna exposed. We can put some passive antennas in here so it boosts the cellular signal and doesn't give you the same bar drops. And we can put like a full-on lightning port here so you can charge it at the same time as you charge the phone. And they sort of made a series of decisions that led it to having this sort of circa 2005 Trio extended battery hump on the back. But I think for some people, that's going to be a better choice.
I mean, yeah, and the other good thing is that if you have a dock or an accessory that's designed for the existing silicone case, it's the same profile, so it's supposed to use all those same things too.
Oh, so is this basically the silicone case with the hump?
With Yoda on his back, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you have to there's got to be a hump or a lump or a thickness because the battery got to go somewhere.
Well, other people just smooth it over. They add
extra
bulk
to it.
Right,
they make it a big thing. Right.
Yeah. That's a different choice.
Yeah. Although Mophie also has more juice in theirs, I think. It's not clear because Apple is not revealing how many milliamp hours this thing has, which is...
iFixit, I'll do that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, come on, Apple. Just tell people, okay? You tell people how many are in the phone. Why wouldn't you tell people? But it about doubles, which means it's probably roughly the same size as a battery in the 6S, which is what, 2,400 milliamp hours, something like that? 28? I can't remember.
Will you get one?
Me? I got one for my son. I have a 6S Plus. Plus, I've never run out of battery. I mean, situations like you and NAMM, which, by the way, is a very confusing thing to say. But when you're in NAMM and you go all day, or I go to CES and I go all day, which is the big difference between Dalrymple and me. He's going to NAMM and I'm just going to a consumer show, that, you know, you don't have the opportunity to plug it in. Travel's another big one for me. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to be traveling. I want to be able to get off the plane and still have phone juice left.
There's no gold and no pink, though, Leo. It's so sad.
Just two colors. I'm surprised. There's a black, charcoal gray, pardon me, and a white. I got my
Serenity showed me someone on Twitter did a pink version and did look like a bandage.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
I do like it that it's that soft silicone rubber that Apple uses in other places.
The phones need to be made more grippy. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So and they're beautiful cases. I just love the way they snap.
It feels kind of ugly to me. I mean, but I never saw a beautiful battery case. So
I'm with Renee. I'm glad that I blogged about it this morning, saying I'm glad that Apple made a very practical design choice. Because time and time and time again this year, we've been saying, my God, why didn't they put a clip on the pencil? And why did they put the charging port on the mouse there? And why did they make the Magic Keyboard just so stupidly thin. And I'm glad they just simply said the best solution for this is just to simply add a bump to it. And I know that Craig Hockenberry is going to say, I didn't even know that a battery case could get knocked up. Ho, ho, ha, ha, Craig Hockenberry. But this is the right design choice for us right now.
Yeah.
It's only surprising they're getting into this market because they've always seemed to be happy enough to leave this to third parties. But either this is just a product they wanted to design, and sometimes that it's that simple, or they just realize how much money they're leaving on the table by not making this accessory.
You get an advantage too because it's an Apple product. You'll see the batteries,
double battery indicators, and yeah. It's and you know that's not going to explode on the charger like
right.
Like some of the things you buy on eBay.
And also, because they took some of the battery is smaller because they put the Taptic Engine on the iPhone 6S, and it's not as big as iPhone 6S Plus to begin with.
Yeah,
some people have been complaining about battery life, and this is a nice way to get the money off the table for the battery thing.
Right.
And also because Apple's such a high-profile brand, and they have that sort of level of integration, they can offer something that's, well, I'm worried about the battery life. Well, just get this battery case right here.
Right.
So it sort of solves a lot of problems for them.
Yeah. I like the idea that you can kind of peel off the top because it's soft silicone rubber.
Yeah.
You don't have to snap something together.
I lose the snap-on parts for every time.
Absolutely.
I
lose them and I break them. I mean, the reason why I always travel with something like this instead of a case is because I don't like having to. It seems as though you're kind of stuck keeping it there forever because it's so much trouble to get it in and out of the case. And I just like to be able to have this as slim a phone as I can possibly have in the case that I want to carry it around in, whatever that case may be. And this will also let me charge my iPad and other things like that. But right. I'm glad that Apple's deciding to bring their own design consideration to what, for many people like Jim, is an essential accessory.
Yeah, and if you're price sensitive, you should absolutely shop around. There are much lower costs.
They're always aware that there are third-party solutions out there, so they're not forcing you to spend $100 on a phone case.
Here's something that I didn't know, but I think thanks to Serenity, I know now, which is I assumed that the earphone jack on this was electronic, that it was connected via lightning. But in fact, it's just a hole, right? Just goes through into the phone body.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, somebody pointed out that you're going to need an extender. While it will fit Apple's headphones, because, of course, Apple knew, there are some third-party headphones, including Beats headphones, that won't fit in that hole. I thought it was Serenity.
Has anybody seen one of the, have they shown any pictures of it outside of the case? Because it would seem as though they would just put a pass-through in that, there.
It's not, so that, yeah, I get, well, okay, let me, I'll try to find.
The Mophie is just a hole, and it ships with an extender. Used to get extenders with the Mophies.
Yeah. I can't imagine Apple would want to go back to the, you need a dongle for the headphones thing they did with the first iPhone.
Well,
I'd like to recycle all those jokes all over again because I'm very lazy, but I don't think that they would do that.
Hmm.
And it also, like to Andy's point, it works with all the connectors, and it also works with the brand new iPhone-compatible SD card reader.
Yeah. The silicone case comes in different colors. I'm surprised that they didn't just, you know, it'd be nice to have a product red. Maybe they're, here we go. Here's a video. Is this Apple's video? No. Wouldn't have an ad on it. This is somebody else's.
Okay, so this is Verge.
The Voyage.
Voyage hands-on.
The Voyage.
Can you see that? Yeah, so it doesn't look like it's sticking anything in there. So I bet it's just a hole.
It looks like it's just a hole. You know, and so whoever wrote this, I thought it was Serenity, maybe it was Christina Warren, maybe it was somebody from The Verge, said that she could put her Apple headphones in there, but her Beats headphones were too thick and would need an extender.
Or a drill bit.
FYI.
Womp womp.
Or a drill bit.
Yeah. Lauren Good.
Isn't it interesting? This is the second device that's not coming in like a range of colors. Like I was surprised that the iPad Pro cases and stuff that's only available in gray. Are they getting more conservative in their ranges before they figure out what people actually want?
I would guess that they want you all to buy black and white, and then when the red one comes out, buy that too.
Black is always the most popular color. Like most people almost always just buy black. It's a little black dress or the little black shirt, and then like you add more colors depending on what you think the product mix is going to be. But this stuff is a little more expensive. Dress? Jim, come on, secrets, Canadians. You start off conservatively because it's almost inexpensive to make a silicone case, but when you start adding battery or keyboards or things like that to it, then, or over their niche products, it probably amps up the expense, especially when you're doing tons of them at once.
I can't believe we just spent 10 minutes talking about
that. I can't believe that Apple's launching a product in December.
There's just not much other Apple news today. I mean, God, how are we going to fill this time?
A new Apple product is like Christmas, my friends.
But they're releasing products late in December, which makes advent calendars cry. And they're releasing so many products this year.
Right.
We're trying to do a quick count of it, and it's just so much. Do you remember a couple of years ago, Apple hasn't released anything, and it's June by now, doomed. And then this year, it's almost like revenge for that.
Well, it also raises an interesting... Okay, so the Lightning is a physical connector.
There you go. It's showing it just right in there.
Yeah. But the headphone is just a hole.
That's the Mophie.
There's the Mophie. So there's one other thing to make note of. The default Mophie gives you a choice of whether you're charging the phone in the Mophie or just the Mophie. This one, you're charging the phone and the case, but it keeps the phone at 100% if the case runs down. So you can always and I think this is the way I use the Mophie. But it's not necessarily default. If you remove the case, you're guaranteed your phone is at 100%. Whatever. So the case drains first, I guess is what I'm saying. The Mophie you can choose. And so when you charge, if you have enough juice, it'll charge the battery, which then charges...
I believe it charges the phone first and then
phone
the case.
First. Okay. There's no switch, so... There's no...
It's going to be interesting to see the teardown, just to see what kind of antennas are there, how many controllers are there.
And
those teardowns make me sad.
Well, he has one less case in the world. That's true.
They
don't
really
make me
do.
As sad as Will It Blend. That makes me sad.
That makes me sad, too, yeah.
That's when I cry. Take a perfectly good iPhone and turn it into carbon dust. And then there's a little port so that the sound... Because the speakers on the iPhone are in the bottom on the 6, right? Aren't they? They're on the speakers on the bottom on my 6S Plus. So
yeah, they've got an acoustic chamber or something.
They have something because there's a little. I noticed there's a little port. Well, maybe that's for the mic. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway,
so many products.
You have many choices in the world.